Right, now it is 13 minutes past 8 here in South Africa, 13 minutes past 9 in Mina. We talk a little bit about the different symbols, right? Because our focus during this Hajj broadcast is on symbols. Sha'airullah, the salient characteristics of the Hajj, the salient characteristics of Islam, the salient characteristics of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's instructions and teachings. Now, yesterday we spoke about the Kaaba. Today we speak a little bit about Ihram. Ihram is, you know, many people think Ihram is the two white cloths that people wear. That's the garb of Ihram. That's the garb of Ihram. Even during the Hajj classes, we have to emphasize this point. Ihram is a state. If I'm sitting here in Lens and I wear the two sheets, I come today to work with two cloths, those Ihram cloths, I'm not in a state of Ihram. I have to make the niyyah and couple it with the talbiyah, then I enter into the state of Ihram. The two rakat salatul Ihram that we perform, that's sunnah, but if you don't perform that, you can still enter into the state of Ihram. So when you enter into the state of Ihram, it's got to do with your intention and together with your talbiyah. So the haji last night or early this morning would have said, Allahumma inni uridul hajj. They would have made the intention, then labbaik Allahumma labbaik. But obviously, there's a particular garb that you need to wear whilst you're in Ihram. Ladies wear any clothes, but as long as it's simple and as long as it's modest, men have to wear these two sheets, right? So it's exciting in a way to wear something different. It's interesting, but after a few hours or a few days, it gets a bit uncomfortable also, especially if you've got what can I say, healthy thighs. They kind of rub, and chefing becomes a bit of a problem. As men also, you need to be careful. You don't expose yourself when you're sitting, when you're maneuvering. The experienced people, those who go regularly for Umrah, they know how to maneuver with their Ihram. Musa Akud is a master at the Hajj classes. He shows them how to tie the Ihram in a way where even if somebody pulls it, it won't fall out. The bottom piece, right? That's the most important thing. I can't get out of my mind a very funny story that I heard many years ago about a man and a woman who were making sa'i between Safa and Marwa. They were, you know, doing the walking between the two mounts. So the man was in Ihram, it's Umrah, and the lady, because she was so scared of getting lost, she was holding onto her husband's bottom piece, you know, of the Ihram, holding him there. And, well, you know, the man ran between the two green lights. And when he ran, she was still holding on. Let's just say, he went ahead and the Ihram stayed behind. Now, there was this response from the guards, and you can imagine. But anyway, this Ihram is something which is really amazing. Because firstly, it creates humility within you. Now, there's no Louis Vuitton shoes, and there's no Gucci belt, and there's no silk shirt, or anything of that sort. Everybody has to wear the same garb. So it creates this humility within you, and it makes you focus. You see, if people had to come in their different clothing, each one will be trying to outdo the other in terms of what they're wearing for the 5 days of Hajj, the different types of kurtas that you would get, and the different colors and all of that. It also creates this uniformity, because everybody's wearing the same kind of garb in the same color. Then you see the sea of white, which is such an amazing scene. It is such an amazing sight. So the Hujjaj are requested to dress in the same way, because it focuses the mind. It takes you away from the material things. You keep only a few basics on you. I mean, you can wear a ring, you can wear a watch, you can wear your glasses, but there's no hat, so there's no covering on the head. So those people who are hiding their balkops, or talkies, or whatever you want to call it, it all becomes exposed. Those people who don't like the sight of their toes, and they always wear shoes, they always wear socks, even in very warm and hot weather. Well, in Ihram you can't wear socks, you have to expose them toes. And it's about a state of mind, because you enter into the state of Ihram, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to create the state of mind where you are humble, where you are focused, where you are disinclined from dunya, and you're inclined towards what's happening in the Hajj. And then, as ulama always tell us, those two white cloths remind you of how you came into this world. You came into this world naked, and they quickly wrapped you in a cloth. They didn't put for you a beautiful baby grower initially. After they bathed you and cleaned you, yes, maybe then. And when you go from this world, you can be a king, you can be an emperor, you can be a dictator, you can be a millionaire, billionaire, richest man in the world, you will go in those two white cloths. That's how you go. That's the simplicity of Islam. And the simplicity of Islam is what is so amazing. That this is to remind you now that, listen, Today I'm wearing it for a few hours, for a few days. The Haji will wear it today, tomorrow, and by Monday sometime, as soon as the slaughtering is done, say by mid-morning or even by midday, on Monday the ihram is off. So you wear it for 2.5 days. In Umrah you wear it for a lesser period of time. I'm talking of those who are making the Hajj Tamattu. Those who made Hajj Qiran maybe for a longer period. But it's to remind yourself that, listen, a time will come when I will have to wear it for a lot, much more longer period of time. So when we see these ihrams, we must be thinking of humility. We must be thinking of simplicity. We must be thinking of death. And we must be thinking and reminding ourselves that the beauty of Islam lies in its simplicity. And as they're chanting the talbiyah, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, remember that everything joins them. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says the best of the Hajj is that in which voices are raised in the talbiyah and the blood flows in terms of the sacrificial animals. And everything on earth joins the Hajjis in the talbiyah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. So that's it. Simple garb and a profound but simple chanting and mentioning of this dhikr and remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that here I am, O Allah, here I am.